Hope, I think hope is one of the underlooked virtue, right? It's I think it was Leon Bloy called it the little sister.
Oh. That
she takes by the hand faith and charity and she runs forward. Oh. Like a little girl running forward. But we ignore her because she's like the little one.
Wow. But,
so I think it means, I mean, hope, if you don't have hope, you quit. Mm. If you don't have hope, you quit. And hope is so necessary when you're evangelizing. You have to have hope in the Share-a-thon that people are going to call, right?
Yes.
Or you wouldn't do it. Hope that the radio station is going to keep going. And you have to have hope for evangelizing, especially in the hard cases. So we talk about that a lot in the Mercy Mission because it can be discouraging because you don't get to see major fruits very often. Maybe someone's open to prayer, but huge life transformations take a long time to happen. So I think we always need to be renewed in that hope. And Easter's a perfect time for it because Jesus rose. So he overcame everything. He's victorious in every battle we fight. And if we remember that, if we look to the risen Christ, then our hope is always renewed. What's the line in the, it says, Christ, my hope is risen. Isn't that what Mary Magdalene says in the, what are they called? The Christians to the Paschal Victim,
yes,
that we pray the whole week of the octave. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Christ, my hope is risen.